بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
حميم.
Ha Mim.
تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم.
The revelation of this book is from Allah, the most mighty, the most wise.
ما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى والذين كفروا عما أنذروا معرضون.
We have created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them in truth and for an appointed term. But those who disbelieve have turned away from what they were warned against.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ إيتوني بكتاب من قبل هذا أو أثارة من علم إن كنتم صادقين.
Tell them, O Prophet, did you consider those whom you call upon beside Allah? Show me, which part of the earth they created? Or do they have any share in creating the heavens? Bring to me any scripture earlier than this one, or any vestige of knowledge in support of your belief, if you are truthful.
وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ يَدْعُو مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ.
Who is farther strayed from the right path than he who calls upon others than Allah, that cannot answer his call till the day of resurrection, the while they are not even conscious that callers are calling upon them, that cannot answer his call till the day of resurrection. Cannot answer his call till the day of resurrection means that these false deities do not have the power and authority by virtue of which they can make decisions as regards the prayers and petitions of their devotees.
وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسُ كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءً وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ.
When all human beings will be gathered together, those who had been called upon will become the enemies to their votaries and will disown their worship, and will disown their worship.
That is, the deities to whom people address their prayers will clearly say that they neither asked people to invoke them for help, nor were they aware that people so invoked them. They did so of their own accord because they assumed such deities could fulfill their needs.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ.
When our clear messages are rehearsed to them, the unbelievers exclaim about the truth when it came to them. This is plain sorcery.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ إِنِ افْتَرَيْتُهُ فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِي مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ كَفَى بِهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Do they claim that the messenger himself has fabricated it? If so, tell them, if I have fabricated it, then you have no power to protect me from Allah's chastisement. He knows well the idle talk in which you indulge. He suffices as a witness between me and you. He is most forgiving, most merciful.
He suffices as a witness between me and you. He is most forgiving, most merciful.
This statement conveys two meanings. One, it is because of God's sheer mercy and forgiveness that these people are able to survive in the world. This despite the fact that they declared with impunity God's own word as false. Had God been stern and merciless, he would not have allowed such a contumacious people to continue to exist in the world even for a moment. Two, those steeped in wrongdoing are urged to give up their perverse obduracy. If they do so, they will still find the door to God's mercy open for them, and their earlier misdeeds will be remitted.
قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِّنَ الرُّسُلِ وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ
Tell them, I am not the first of the messengers, and I do not know what shall be done with me or with you. I follow only what is revealed to me, and I am nothing but a plain warner.
Tell them, I am not the first of the messengers.
The earlier messengers of God were merely mortal beings who possessed no part of God's attributes and powers.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَكَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى مِثْلِهِ فَآمَنَ وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ
Tell them, O Prophet, did you consider what would be your end if this Quran were indeed from Allah and yet you rejected it? And this, even though a witness from the children of Israel has testified to the like of it, but he believed while you waxed arrogant. Verily, Allah does not guide such wrongdoers to the right way,
but he believed while you waxed arrogant.
The word witness here does not refer to any specific individual, but to an ordinary Israelite. The purpose of the statement is to stress that the Quran was not expounding a teaching which would be discarded under the pretext of it being a novelty. In essence, the same teaching was earlier conveyed by means of revelation. Thus, the same teaching was in the Torah to guide the Israelites and in other scriptures. Hence, as far as the substance of Quranic teaching is concerned, every Israelite subscribes to it.